Future trends in mobile technology and AI integration for enhanced user experience. I explain how I use edge AI and on-device NLP to make apps faster and more private. I get instant responses with local models, work offline, and keep low latency for smooth feel. I protect users with federated learning, differential privacy, and secure aggregation, training without moving raw data and sending only local updates. I leverage 5G and edge compute for real-time speech-to-text and context-aware conversational AI. I run big models on small batteries with low-power transformer models using pruning, quantization, and efficient architectures. I combine text, image, and voice into multimodal replies and tune voice assistance to each user. I design for humans by measuring latency, accuracy, and battery use, adding simple voice controls, testing on real devices, and iterating fast. Key takeaway 1. Phones will have smarter AI helpers everywhere. 2. Faster networks make apps feel instant. 3. More data stays on device for better privacy. 4. Cameras and voice features improve with AI. 5. AR will surface helpful info in the real world. How I use edge AI and on-device NLP for speed and privacy. Instant responses with on-device models. I run on-device NLP so the app answers users fast, often dropping latency from around 800 milliseconds to under 150 milliseconds. The model sits on the phone, so I skip the round trip to the server. I also slim models with pruning and quantization to fit phones, while keeping memory and inference time low. Average latency cloud-based model. 600 to 1000 milliseconds on device model, less than 150 milliseconds works offline. Cloud-based model, no on-device model, yes privacy cloud-based model, data leads device-on-device model, data stays local perceived speed cloud-based model, slow or laggy on-device model, instant offline reliability and low latency with edge AI. Packing small edge AI components into the app means smart tasks run even without a signal. To keep latency low, I 1. Limit model size and cache common results. 2. Batch small tasks to reduce CPU overhead. 3. Measure latency on real devices, not only in labs. How I keep users safe, federated learning and privacy preserving NLP train without moving raw data. I keep raw data on each device and send only model updates. Devices run local training steps. The server aggregates updates to improve the global model. This preserves privacy while still benefiting from many users' signals. Local training compute updates on device keeps raw data private. Send updates, share only model changes, lower data exposure aggregate. Combine updates on server improve model without moving data. Lower risk with secure aggregation and differential privacy. I minimize the attack surface by doing heavy work locally and using secure aggregation so the server sees only combined updates. I add differential privacy, small noise to updates and track a privacy budget so the model still learns, while individual contributions stay hidden. Differential privacy adds small noise to updates, protects individual values in an update. Secure aggregation combine encrypted updates, protects which device sent which update. Practical measures, encrypt channels, limit update frequency, and reject malformed updates. 5G and real-time speech context across devices. Stream audio for real-time speech to text. I stream short audio chunks over 5G to get real-time transcripts with very low lag. Using local buffering and edge servers lets models start processing before sentences finish. Latency milliseconds typical 4G, 50 to 100 5G sub-6, 10 to 25G mm wave, 1 to 10 download megabits per second typical 4G, 10 to 35G sub-6. 50 to 200 5G mm wave, 500 smooth real-time speech typical 4G, sometimes 5G sub-6, usually 5G mm wave. Almost always I prefer short burst streaming and fall back to on-device models when signal drops. Context-aware conversational AI across devices linking phone, laptop, and watch keeps context as I move. 5G moves data quickly, so assistants remember recent exchanges and provide natural replies. My assistant uses short on-device context windows for privacy and deeper cloud context when allowed. What 5G helps? 1. Seamless device handoff via fast context sync. 2. On-device context for sensitive items. 3. Cloud models for broader knowledge when needed. Edge compute acts like a pit crew, quick tune-ups that keep conversations sharp. Low-power transformer techniques for small batteries, pruning, quantization, and efficient architectures. I use model pruning to remove unnecessary weights and quantization to reduce bit precision, for example, 8-bit or 4-bit. Paired with distilled or sparse transformers, these techniques cut energy use with minimal accuracy loss. Technique pruning: remove small weights, smaller model, lower CPU use quantization. Fewer bits per number, faster math, less power draw both, prune then quantize. Small and fast. Best battery life. I match models to the phone chip, test on real devices, and throttle models if the device warms up. Balance size and accuracy. I trim models incrementally and validate on real tasks. If accuracy drops too much, I revert. Temperature aware mode. Slow models to keep devices cool. Goal: keep accuracy. Trim slowly and test. Useful answer: save battery, prune and quantize. Longer use: keep cool. Match chip and limit speed. Stable temperatures. Multimodal models and voice personalization. Combine text, image, and voice for richer replies. I parse text, images, and voice to produce single, useful responses. Fewer back and forths, more helpful outcomes. Input type: text, keywords, intent, tone, clear steps, follow-ups, image, objects, text, scene, visual highlights, corrections, voice, prosody, commands, emotion, hands-free actions. Empathy replies are short when users want speed and longer when detail is needed. Uncertainties are flagged for confirmation. Personalize voice assistance. I adapt voice, formality, and speed to match each user. I store simple signals, accent, phrasing, frequent tasks locally, and always ask before saving new sensitive preferences. Personalization features: 1. Voice style, calm, lively, neutral. 2. Response length, short, medium, detailed. 3. Task shortcuts, favorite actions suggested first. I fuse data from camera, microphone, GPS, and motion sensors to reduce friction and provide seamless handoff, switching to text when noise rises or to tap targets when voice fails. How I design UX for future trends in mobile technology and AI integration for enhanced user experience. I measure 3 core metrics: latency, accuracy, and battery, and use them as a design compass. I test on real devices, including low-end models, run a/B tests, and iterate fast. Metric: latency. Fast feels good. Target less than 100 milliseconds for main flow's accuracy. Builds trust. Target 90% for core predictions. Battery: keep sessions alive. Target less than 5% extra drain per hour. Design principles: 1. Prioritize speed, then correctness, then battery. 2. Provide simple voice controls with text fallbacks. 3. Make touch targets large and accessible. 4. Test in the field and iterate in small loops. Practical steps to adopt future trends in mobile technology and AI integration for enhanced user experience. 1. Start with on-device NLP for core flows to reduce latency and preserve privacy. 2. Use federated learning and secure aggregation to improve models without collecting raw data. 3. Design for intermittent connectivity. Use edge AI and graceful fallbacks. 4. Optimize models via pruning, quantization, and match them to device chips. 5. Leverage 5G and edge compute for real-time speech and cross-device context when available. 6. Build multimodal input pipelines: text, image, voice, and personalize voice settings locally. 7. Measure latency, accuracy, and battery continuously and iterate on real devices. Conclusion: I build for a future that feels instant, private, and human. By putting edge AI and on-device NLP where they matter, replies are low latency and data largely stays local. I protect users with federated learning, differential privacy, and secure aggregation so models improve without exposing raw personal data. I rely on 5G and edge compute for real-time speech and context handoffs, and I squeeze models into small batteries with low-power transformer techniques. My compass remains simple: measure latency, accuracy, and battery, test on real devices, and iterate fast. These practices embody the core of future trends in mobile technology and AI integration for enhanced user experience and help deliver apps that feel fast, private, and human. For more practical takes and hands-on trends, visit https://geeksnix.com.